First page, after religion, Gordon Lynch. Let me begin with a confession. I used to be an evangelical Christian. I believed in the Bible as the ultimate word of God and of the importance of being personally saved by Jesus. I was an enthusiastic member of churches in which the idea that God supernaturally heals people was taken as read, in which speaking in tongues was not uncommon, and in which many people took seriously the idea of demonic influences in the world. In my teenage years and early 20s, I regularly took part in Bible study discussions and had earnest conversations about the potential sinfulness of a range of activities, from gay relationships, smoking, swearing, masturbation, and listening to certain kinds of pop. And it would usually turn out that a range of lifestyles or activities that did not fit neatly into the circumscribed beliefs and ethics of my church were indeed sinful. Now, this might not seem to be a very promising opening to a book. For some readers who are evangelical Christians, the fact that I am no longer one myself may make me a somewhat suspicious or possibly unsound author. For other readers without a background in evangelical Christianity, the fact that I spent my formative years engaged in activities and discussions that may well just appear quite wacky may not make me seem that credible either. In actual fact, though, I think the fact that I have changed from being a committed evangelical to someone who would no longer regard themselves as Christian, while still at the same time having sympathies for some Christian beliefs, is an important basis for writing this book. Partly this is because I think that my experience of moving away from a clear Christian faith and from committed membership of a church is not all unique. When I was an undergraduate student, most of the people I spent my time with were committed Christians. When I look at that peer group now, I see that most of them have little or no connection with the church anymore, and that their religious beliefs bear little relation to which they believed 15 years ago. The popularity of Dave Tomlinson's book, The Post-Evangelical, further suggests that there is a substantial number of people who are disillusioned with the kind of rigid Christianity that I grew up with, and who are trying to find new ways of making sense of their lives. Quite how I came to abandon my evangelical beliefs is a long story, and one that is perhaps better told on another occasion. One of the effects of my own personal religious deconversion, though, is to make me more aware of the declining influence of Christianity in Western culture more generally. When I was part of the evangelical subculture with its specialized books, films, music, celebrities, and so on, it was easy to believe that Christianity still had an important role in society. When I stepped out of that subculture, however, I began to realize how unimportant Christianity in the church is now to many people in the West. Furthermore, I began to realize, ashamed as I am to admit this, that a wide range of different beliefs and lifestyles that I had been suspicious of in the past actually had genuine integrity to them. This possibly rather peculiar sounding late introduction to mainstream Western culture has had one very useful effect on me. It's left me profoundly curious about how people in Western society make sense of their lives, and what values and beliefs are important to them, given that formal religion seems to play a little part in their lives. Partly this curiosity relates to myself. How do I make sense of my life now that I have stepped outside of a clear set of religious ideas and belief? But I'm also curious about us all in Western society. Is it important for us to find some meaning in life? And if so, how do we go about doing that? These are the kinds of questions that have motivated me to write this book.